What expressions used in Australian English borrow from Irish roots, and where do they come from in Ireland?
Yeah, there's quite a few scattered about, as you said. An obvious one is Sheila. And a really interesting thing about Sheila is we normally consider that it comes from the name Sheila. Mm. But there are a couple of alternative explanations that are quite interesting. One is that, firstly, Sheila wasn't a very popular name when the first Irish arrived in Australia. And actually where Sheila came from was from men deriding each other using an Irish Gaelic word for homosexual, and that's where it came from.
Another very one peculiar.
It is peculiar, yeah. And the other one, which is perhaps more festive, is that there's this idea that St. Patrick had a wife or mother named Sheila, and the day after St. Paddy's Day, tomorrow, was celebrated as Sheila's Day. Mm. So Sheila was something of a celebrity at the time.
Well, there you go. And, I mean, a lot of these other words that I mentioned, barracking, chookers, larrikin, they come from Ireland as well, but are they different, you know, dialects from different regions of Ireland, or is because it's a much smaller area of the world, a lot of those words come from a similar facet of the culture?
No, they come from all over the place, which is what's so interesting about Irish influence. To give one example, barrack is actually a Northern Irish expression. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting about barrack in the first instance is we didn't know where it came from, and the lexicographers were guessing. One of the ideas was that it came from an Aboriginal language word meaning no or not. Another linked it to the Victorian military barracks in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. But it turns out to be this Northern Irish expression. What's super interesting about this one is we have this idea of barrack as being cheering for somebody coming from this Irish word meaning to brag or be boastful, but in Britain, since it got borrowed into Australian English, it's actually become this word that means to shout criticism or protest at somebody.
And did the accents of the Irish settlers have much of an impact beyond, you know, the language that we use when it comes to the words we speak? Or is it, you know, obviously we have that very British inflection. Where does that kind of balance sit?
Yeah, the interesting thing is we mostly talk, we mostly use this British, Southern British accent, or rather the Australian accent comes from Southern British English. But there are little bits and bobs kind of spread around Australian English of Irish influence. One of them is you might, when pronouncing words like film or known, pronounce them as billum or known. And that little schwa sound, that little short vowel sound that gets inserted there, that probably comes from Irish. Another popular Irishism that we have in Australian English is use. So plural you use probably comes from the Irish originally.
And did the Irish settlers also have influence on the way that today's Australian Indigenous languages are spoken in the modern day?
Yeah, well, this is what's really, really interesting. A lot of this influence is speculative. What's interesting about this is we tend to forget that over half of the prisoners that came to Australia in the very beginning were actually Irish speakers, and some of the first contact that the Indigenous people had with Europeans was actually with Irish speakers. Mm. So because of that, we see certain words that we think of as being Indigenous words that are actually maybe from Irish. One of the words, and this origin is a bit contested, but one of the words is didgeridoo, actually. Mm. That didgeridoo might actually come from the Irish Gaelic combination of dúdaireadh, which means trumpeter or horn blower in Irish Gaelic, and dúb, which means black. So together, there was this idea that if you pronounce the Irish Gaelic dúdaireadh, it sounds like didgeridoo. Mm. So this might be the origin for that.
That's fascinating. And how is it that the Irish language has had such a lasting impact on Australian English, even though so many other cultures have come into the fray, even though the modern landscape looks very different from the immigration scape of early Australia? What's helped that stick around so long?
It's important to remember that such a large number of Australians actually have Irish backgrounds and take a certain pride in that background, and a certain pride in kind of, I hesitate to kind of romanticize it, but the Irish fighting spirit, from the very beginning of the colonies, the Irish were looked down on, and you get this sense of this by looking at a lot of the early words that were used. I mean, they said things like Paddy's lantern was the moon, and people complained that Irish homes were adorned with Irish curtains, and even the Chinese didn't like to be called Paddy's back in the 19th century. Yeah. But yeah, with this fighting spirit, you have this sense of the strong Irish, sense of rebellion. For instance, back in the 19th century, we hear of Rafferty's Rules, and this is an eponym from the name Rafferty, which meant no rules at all. And of course, as you mentioned at the start of the segment, this word larrikins, of course, and larrikins, what's more Australian than that?
Yeah. That was Dr. Howard Manns, who lectures at linguistics at Monash University. Howard, thank you very much for joining us on the show here to explain the Irish influence on our Aussie English today in commemoration of St. Patrick's Day.
My pleasure, Felix.